Yes, that was Louis Armstrong, the king of jazz and his famous crew. They seem to be an inspired crew indeed, probably out of mutual admiration and respect for each other. Thelma Middleton with I Ain't Mad at You, and then Father Hines with his famous boogie-woogie version of the St. Louis Blues, and then Body and Soul with Barney Bigard blowing out his clarinet. Well, it's time now for the second part of our concert called Just Jazz. Here we go with Wild Bill Davison on trumpet. He came all the way from New York to blow here tonight. Maury Feld at the Tubs, Lou McGarity on tram, Matty Matlock, clarinet, Jeff Stacy at the piano, Artie Shapiro on bass, and Mr. Edward Condon, the eloquent spokesman of jazz in some circles, strumming his guitar. Eddie Condon and his company, they've taken their places now, so let's go.
Thank you.
Our sincere thanks to Eddie Condon and his orchestra, their Dixie Line jazz version of The One I Love, and then blues in B-flat. Mighty fine, mighty fine. Well, let's move along. We have so much wonderful music to hear, I don't want to interrupt. It's time for part three of Just Jazz, which brings you Louis Armstrong and his famous crew once more. They're going to give us one of their original numbers, so we'll let Louis tell you about it. Here he is, Louis Armstrong. I hate to break in right in the middle of Louis Armstrong's stake races, but it's time to wrap up another package of Just Jazz. Before we wrap it up completely, however, I'd like to thank Eddie Condon and his band and Louis Armstrong, too, for being with us tonight and giving us another half hour of musical entertainment, real entertainment. I'm also going to take time to fulfill a promise that I gave you guys last week, and that is to read some of the names of you listeners out there who have written us some very fine letters in appreciation of the jazz programs we send your way. We received a long, interesting letter thanking us again on behalf of the millions in Europe who look to America for their tomorrow in music, signed Mr. Mark Weif, chief announcer, AFN Munich Stuttgart. Thanks, Mark. We'll try to keep it right on the mark. And then there's a letter here that starts with, I'm a Swedish guy, just 16 years old, and my greatest interest is music. And that one is signed, kind regards from Lars Terje. Gosh, I know I don't pronounce Swedish very well, but I know he knows who I mean. It comes all the way from Eslöv, Sweden. Thanks a lot, Lars. We'll keep it coming your way just as long as we can. Thanks also to Sergeant James Barber, a patient at the Percy Jones General Hospital, at the time he wrote this letter at least, and he says, I hope you go even further into this wonderful realm of bop. Well, we have lots of bop coming your way because bop is really over the top here in America, and I know it will be soon in Europe, too. And last but not least, thanks to Lieutenant William Hall, who wrote us a card of appreciation from the Republic of Panama. Well, that's all the time we have for this time, but we'll read off some more names next week. In the meantime, we hope you enjoy the shows and keep those letters rolling in because we really appreciate it. Address all mail to Just Jazz, Armed Forces Radio Service, Los Angeles, USA. When you want to hear the very best, you'll be hearing Just Jazz. So until next time, when we'll be back at the same time and same station, this is Gene Norman saying thanks for the letters, the best to all of you, and so long for a while.
This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.